A particularly horrific type of harassment, which appears to be racially motivated, is occurring on the job with increasing frequency. Workers in all kinds of industries are finding ropes tied with a hangman's knot hanging over their workstations, on their lockers, among their personal effects. These noose incidents are happening in all parts of the country. Dozens have been reported to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission here in Washington, and several are being pursued by the commission in racial bias lawsuits. Ida Castro chairs the EEOC, and she joins us in our Washington studio. Ms. Castro, the hangman's noose clearly evokes a terrible history of lynchings in this country, and I gather that some of the incidents being reported to you do involve black people, but that they go beyond that and involve other minority groups.
That is correct, Linda, but primarily it is the African-American and black employees that are being subjected to the presence of nooses at the workplace and the threats that that means. But we've seen an expansion also to, for example, Filipino, Latinos, and Native Americans as well.
This is a full employment economy, and it's not as if people had to fear that they could not get jobs because minority workers are being hired at their plants or their places of work. Why do you think this is happening now?
Well, it's a very perplexing trend, perhaps even better than perplexing. It's troubling. You're right. It's been a very good economy for primarily most of last decade, yet you see an incredible increase between the 80s and the 90s of racial harassment charges. In the 80s, throughout the 10 years alone, it was barely 10,000 charges. In the 90s, it was nearly 50,000 charges. So the increase and the trend is there. The same trend is seen with charges involving hangman's nooses, where in 1996, for example, we filed two such cases. Yet in the last 6 months alone, we've already filed eight. And in the last year, we filed nearly 20. And there are many more in the hopper, as they say.
What are we really talking about here? I mean, give us an example. What is the kind of thing that you're looking at?
Well, we're looking at egregious discrimination that is not passive, even though employers want to defend and call it just horseplay. We're talking about hangman's nooses being placed over workers' necks and almost tightened. We're talking about people being fired when they complain or try to remove the noose from their neck. We're talking about individuals being asked if they want a ride as white workers. Workers hold these nooses in their hands, clearly extremely threatening, clearly indeed frightening. We're talking about nooses being placed in their workplaces around their children's pictures, as in one of the cases that we filed. And we're talking about these kinds of cases arising all across the country.
Do you have any idea why?
I have some speculation. I've been talking with many employers and advocates, and it seems that many individuals might not be focusing on these concerns. We have a burgeoning workforce that wasn't even born during the times of the civil rights movement. We have a lot of new workers, new managers, indeed new owners of companies that have not been properly trained in this area. And I think it's high time that we concentrate and focus on this question before the situation gets worse.
You're suggesting that that maybe employees are just not as sensitive as perhaps they should be or might have been 10 years ago?
Well, I think that when the laws were passed 36 years ago, Linda, there was much training, much focus on this concern. Over the years, the training, the policies have occupied a more prominent place on the bookshelf rather than on daily practice. And I really think that it's time that we refocus our activities.
Chairwoman Castro, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Ida Castro is the chairwoman of the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission.